And now it's time for the Best of Ourselves segment. Marcia Hyatt joining us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
What a wonderful day.
And Jane. Yes, it's just great.
Yeah.
It's a great day to give thanks.
Yes, indeed.
And I want to talk about that. You know, it's getting caught up in the holiday bustle already as Thanksgiving is around the corner. And I was thinking about, you know, so what is this really about? I forget that it's not really about a turkey. It's actually about thanks, taking the time to be conscious and thankful for what we have. And so I thought, well, let's just think about that a little bit in terms of remembering that it is worth it, not only for the quality of our life, but the ripple effect we have on others when we are consciously remembering all that we have, acknowledging that. I mean, whether it's just able to take a deep breath, or the sunrise this morning, or the fact that my husband will bring me my cup of tea when the puppy's in my lap. You know, those are things to be, just small things in life that we forget to be thankful for. And there's Anthony DeMello, the late Catholic priest, I quote fairly often. He wrote a fair bit, and he said, "Everything for happiness you already have." We keep thinking, oh, in the future, when I have this, or when I feel this, or when I am more perfect, then I'll be happy. So, you know, we don't actually live in the future. We live now. And if you look more closely, everything you need to be thankful for, you have. And just the smallest little things can make such a difference when you take a moment to notice. Rabbi Schechtels proposes that happiness is not having what you want, but wanting what you have. So taking the time to consciously do that not only affects how you feel about the day and appreciating what is, but it also has a ripple effect. And then if you go the next step and express the appreciation to others, to say it out loud, yes, actions count a lot, but words do too. So sometimes just taking the time to acknowledge what someone has done for you. And, you know, the times when I don't, I think, what am I scared of? Why can't I say out loud, you know, I love you, or that was, I so appreciate the fact that you smile when I walk in a room, or whatever it is, little thing, because that has a huge impact. Yes, actions, again, I agree, actions count a lot, but just take that little moment. I went to the clinic a couple of weeks ago up here, and there is a person who works at the clinic who has a smile that comes from the inside out. And you just be with that woman and you think, and I think, you know, that even, she's just doing it by the way she greets you with that warmth and that smile that is so, so bright. And it has a huge impact on the quality of our family relationships, our community relationships. It's a huge ripple effect. So if you want to get a little bit more thanks in your day, think about something you already do, like hopefully brush your teeth, in, something like that. And think, okay, when, every time I brush my teeth, I'm going to remember at least five things I'm grateful for. Or it could be that you just take a time to write thank you cards now and again. It's like, you know, when you did that, it meant so much to me. It make it genuine, not ingratiating, not with a hidden agenda. But that will make a huge difference in brightening. And then holidays, if you can find a way to say thank you for your efforts to make this a holiday spirit warm and friendly, and I so appreciate that, what a difference that will make. I'll leave you with a quote from Sarah Pattison, who wrote a book, The Hidden Power of the Heart. "The word appreciation means to be thankful and express admiration, approval, or gratitude. It also means to grow or appreciate in value. As you appreciate life, you become more valuable, both to yourself and others."